2024, when 2-year-old Cillan rousted his mother with a kiss on her sleepy face. He had done that countless times, snuggling, kissing, waking up his mom, who'd taken every moment to crash and for as long as she could. Her days as a maid at a Boise motel and the toll of single motherhood tapped her reserves. She was always exhausted. There was never enough time to sleep or even catch her breath. Shasta lifted her heavy eyelids and snuggled her son. His face felt cool, and she held him close, noticing for the first time that it was so chilly inside that she could see the warm vapor from her breath. She got up and carried Cillan down the hallway where, with her estranged husband in federal prison on drug charges, she lived alone with her 5 children. What the? Every switch in the breaker box had been shut off. Of course it was cold inside. She asked Omari, 6, and Nadis, 4, if they had messed around with anything. Her oldest, Lorenzo, 8, was away spending the night with his grandmother. The 2 little boys insisted neither had touched the panel. Weird, she thought, flipping each breaker back to the on position. She checked 1-year-old Draco, gave him a change, and went to shower. A beat later, Nadis bolted into the bathroom.
Mommy!
His eyes were huge.
Fire!
Shasta turned off the water and jumped from the shower. She could smell something right away. The acrid scent of smoke filled her nose.
What are you guys doing?
She yelled from the doorway. The boys could be a handful because, well, they were boys.
What are you getting into?
Cillan emerged from the bedroom with a stream of smoke trailing him like a shadow. Holy crap. This is a fire. Shasta leaned into the doorway and caught the sight of flames lapping the bedroom walls. In a split second, she went into mom mode. No time to throw on a robe or grab a towel. Smoke and flames had started to fill the home. As quickly as possible, still naked, she herded up her little ones and told them they were getting out.
Right now!
Amid the confusion of the terrifying first seconds of the fire, Shasta's bearings on who was where were compromised. Only Omari, Cillan, and Nadis were in her sightline when she made it to the door.
Where's Draco?
Neighbors who'd suddenly congregated at her doorstep didn't know what she was talking about. They just stared at the nude woman and her frightened little boys. While it was a mobile home park and the spaces were tight, not everyone knew everyone. Most people kept to themselves. And to be fair, Shasta was like that too. She didn't let many get close to her. There were a million complicated reasons for keeping some distance. Trust had always been her kryptonite.
Where's the baby?
She called out again. Her other kids didn't know.
Is he in his room?
Her heart was thumping so hard, Shasta was convinced it would explode. She took a big gulp of air and went back inside. She found Draco in his diaper in the dining room. She scooped him up and started for the door. Her heart was racing, and everything was happening so fast. She had to get everyone out of harm's way. She loaded the kids into her burgundy 2005 Blazer, parked in front of a lean-to just outside the front door. And then she realized she had left her car keys behind. Double holy shit. By then, flames had blocked the hallway. She was never going to find those keys. She returned to the car and another panic set in. The car might blow up if the flames got close.
You need to get out,
she said, swinging open the car door.
Now, hurry. We have to get out of here.
Nadis was so scared he couldn't move.
Baby, she said, doing her best to keep calm, to remain in control, to make sure her children understood they would be all right. She wasn't going to let anything happen to them.
This is an emergency, she said. We're all scared, but we can't be here right now.
Nadis put his arms out and she carried him across the street. It was about that time when Shasta realized the family dog, Gucci, was still in his crate. She told the kids to stay put and she went back in. The blaze had spread, and if not for the eerie yellow of the flames that went from the walls to the ceiling,